To most Americans raised on baseball, the game of cricket appears slow, complicated, and, well, foreign. So it's not surprising that the small but growing number of players and teams in the North Bay are made up mostly of men who grew up with the game elsewhere. People like Phil Burke, who plays with the Napa Valley Cricket Club in Calistoga.
We have people from 8 different nationalities: Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, England, Ireland, India, Pakistan, and then we also have a few Americans.
They are joining in, Burke says, when they discover that some of their baseball skills can cross over.
For some reason, baseballers are trained much better in throwing the ball. So your average American convert seems to have a much stronger throwing arm than your average cricketer. And also quite good catches, which is interesting because baseball, obviously you have a glove. Cricket, there's no gloves in the field. It's all bare hand catching. The batting and the bowling, which is the equivalent of pitching, is where they have the greatest struggle to adapt.
But beyond mechanics, adjusting to the scoring and pace of cricket can be challenging.
We'll play on a Saturday for maybe 6 hours, and that'll be a one-inning game. So each team will have one at bat, which will go for 2.5 or 3 hours. We have a nice lunch break in the middle, and then the other team will come out and have their inning. And that's a short game for cricket.
At the professional level, a game can and often does take up to 5 days to complete. So a new variant that speeds things up, called last man stands cricket, is starting to catch on. Anu Shah helped introduce it here in the North Bay last year.
The pitch is the same. The distance between two ends, we call the wickets, it's 66 feet. That does not change. The basic rules, how you pitch the game without bending your elbow, you run to the wicket and then pitch or hurl the ball, that hasn't changed. The way you get out as a batter, that hasn't changed. It's the number of pitches that are limited in the shorter version. Your innings finished in certain number of pitches.
That's compared to 540 pitches in a traditional cricket inning. And that accelerated version of the game, Shah says, has quickly attracted more players.
There's a lot more folks wanting to play the last man stand format. Local teams want to play more of that. And I think it has probably created some momentum locally to have maybe another venue in Santa Rosa area where people can come and play cricket.
That's not easy to find. A proper cricket field, or pitch, is a circle 1.5 football fields in diameter. So for now, the matches are played mostly in Calistoga or Larkspur, sometimes as far off as Davis. But Phil Burke says the brisker pace of the last man stands contests has increased interactions among the handful of teams in the region. That has also boosted the social side of their matches, which Burke says is one of the main reasons for turning out in the first place.
They've introduced rules that make it much faster, such that one inning goes for a maximum of 1 hour. So we have one innings for an hour, we have a 10-minute break, then we have the other team have their at-bat for 1 hour. So the whole game's done in 2 hours and 10 minutes. And so we'll play three games in one day. So we'll have a triple header. So we still use 6 hours, but we get through three games rather than one game.
Currently, there are three LMS teams active in this area: Burke's Napa Vinos, the Flying Pigs, an informal group from San Francisco, and the Sonoma Gullies, for which Anu Shah plays. And while baseball is essentially over for Northern California now, cricket season will continue, he says, until the rains come and make the fields too wet to carry on. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.